This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's hour number one of the G-Bag Nation. Welcome in here on a return to NBA Friday, return to Mavericks, Jeff. How the heck you doing over there at Studio Day Heffrey?
I'm wonderful. I'm super excited about the Mavericks, but I don't know if Mavericks Houston can top my excitement of watching Lakers Clippers last night.
That was outstanding.
Of course, I don't have a reference point because it's been 4 months and 20 or 21 days since the last time we played regular season actual basketball. So maybe it will crank up, but a tight game between two of the best teams in basketball last night was so awesome.
It's a preview of probably what Western Conference Finals are going to look like. And last night, to me, showed that these guys are ready to put on an outstanding product. They might not be 100% back rust-free or whatever. There's a lot of good entertainment there last night.
I wondered what it would be like. I mean, that's, you know, Lakers-Clippers, right? So they're both kind of trying to set a tone, I think, for the rest of the way. Because I wondered how are teams going to sort of ramp up through eight games. Like Zion, his cardio wasn't right for what they're trying to do.
Chunky.
But LeBron and Paul George and Kawhi and Anthony Davis, they were going. They were they're ready.
Yeah. Yeah, Zion, you know, some athletes, they just are so awesome that they don't grasp that how important fitness and diet is. And it's a really difficult habit to break. I mean, we all know sugar is a toxin, but it's so damn good.
No, we don't know that. I've never seen that study. Well,
we may have heard about it and then buried our head in the sand because it's freaking delicious. As I prepare for my delivery, I saw this gal on Twitter. She makes these delicatessens or whatever.
I know who that is because somebody got us some for our draft coverage. So she sent me a message. She was like, somebody wanted to send you some cookies. What's the address? Oh, yes. You're going to love what you're getting.
So I got some snickerdoodles and some standard cookies, but I got these chocolate chip cookies that are stuffed with Oreos, okay?
Stuffed with an Oreo. Okay.
Yeah, you know, we all know these things, but you can't do a dang thing about it because it's just so delicious. But LeBron James was amazing last night, and it's clear that he doesn't have the same athleticism that he once had, but he's very, very close, and he's more determined and focused than ever, Jeffrey. I mean, the bucket was one thing. Putting it back, his own miss, that's just hustle.
I think he thought he was fouled, so he was just like, I'll just throw this up here, and then they didn't blow a whistle. He's like, well, crap, I better go get it and win this game.
Still the fastest dude out there, as he told Boban last week.
Man, that dude. To me, it's the NBA, a lot of the superstars, I don't feel like are great defenders anymore or aren't interested because now we live in this NBA where on offense you're asked to be the point guard, have the ball all the time, and that takes a lot of energy. So yeah. I think it's super impressive to watch guys like LeBron, Paul George, Kawhi that are awesome on both ends, that can defend your best player, can control the tempo of the game and be the facilitator, it rebound the ball. Those guys were just – it was so much fun to watch last night. I wanted them to keep playing.
And now he's got the eye of the tiger. What do you say, Clippers or Lakers, bro? Who's the favorite in your mind? Or do you want to go – Bucks might be the favorite because they don't have nearly as difficult a challenge in the East Finals as these Western teams will most likely.
I think the Bucks could win it. But I'm not going to bet against either LeBron or Kawhi playing against the Greek Freak when it comes to it's time to win a championship in one series.
Their teams are better, too.
Yeah, I'm tempted to pick the Clippers just because they have two of them. Like, Anthony Davis is incredible, but I think the real secret weapon, what everybody wants, the trump card in the NBA, is the wing guys who can play point guard, cover your center, power forward, small forward, cover anybody, switch on everything.
Yeah.
And with Kawhi and Paul George, you've got two of the best defenders in basketball together.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I think the Lakers supporting cast might be better. Danny Green is out here hitting threes. Kuzma's dropping bombs. It's like they I don't know. I love both of those teams. So I will default to LeBron by that much.
Yeah.
Like a fingernail.
I think that that determination can go a long way once you get to this stage. And I don't know, maybe Kawhi is just as determined. He barely ever talks.
It's just a quieter version. Like, yeah. I think he's also, like, he's constantly cranked up to 100, but his exterior makes you think he's cranked up to 4.
Yeah.
But you're not, like, it's, you're not going to outplay him for a ball. You're not going to, like, you're not going to beat him at anything. It just, you don't see it the same.
But LeBron trying to catch Jordan late in his career, and I would suggest, Jeff, after seeing last night's game, particularly as he walked to the bench after the game-winning defensive shutdown, that bald spot's getting big back there. Yeah. It's time to go Jordan-shaved head.
I mean, it could have been worse for him, right? He could have had the Caruso situation where Caruso's really young, right?
Yeah.
And he's already bald guy with the headband, and it's all real awkward, but he's still really good. I think if you got to 35, I can't really speak to this because I think you're good, right? You'll have hair forever. You're not receding.
Most likely.
At all, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm never going to lose this gorgeous mane, so I can't really – I can't relate. LeBron got blessed with a lot of things. I got blessed with a head of hair that's going to stay with me.
I've known so many guys, and when they finally make that determination, they end up looking just a little bit more badass, you know. And I think LeBron could look a little bit more badass with a shaved head.
I think there's something to modern technology, though, where you can have these guys. I saw a picture the other day of the Kardashians before they all discovered plastic surgery, like as a young family. Like if you're LeBron. If you wake up on a Tuesday and you want to have a full, perfect hairline, you can, you know? And then if you don't, whatever, take care of it or whatever you do with, because it's not real, you know, if that starts fading on you, then you're going to look goofy for a minute. But at any moment, he could go back to having perfect hair.
They're really good at what they can do, you know, stitching stuff in there now and everything. Or he could have the plugs, obviously, in the off season. A lot of athletes have done that. Wasn't it Deion Sanders and Brian Urlacher on that billboard?
Plugs? They regrew their hair, I thought.
Well, yeah, they take the hair out off your back or whatever, put on top of your head, and it transforms into head hair. It looks beautiful.
Disgusting.
Yeah, they take it from the back of your head. They take it from the back of your head where you got extra, put it on top, and boom, you're off and running.
Hey, can I ask you this? If you were the Pelicans last night, don't you just break your Zion rules? Like, they were minus 16 when he was on the court. But he scored a whole bunch of points in very few minutes, and it was like, hey, how come you guys let Utah come back and beat you and Zion never moved off the bench? And they're like, well, it was his minute restriction, you know, 3 minutes at the beginning of each quarter.
On this restriction? Was he hurt a week ago or something?
Well, he was out of the bubble for a family thing for a couple of weeks, right? And I don't know. So it's kind of a mystery to me because sports radio guy, I have to break news to everybody that's incredibly embarrassing. It was only this morning that I realized that Memphis, if they're still three games ahead of Portland or whoever when it ends, that they're not automatically in the playoff.
Really?
I thought we were going to play 8 games, and then the standings were the standings. But if somebody's within 4 games of them at the end, they play in. And it's a best of 3 that the lower seed has to win 2 of to move to become the 8 seed.
Wow.
So
that's,
like,
unfair.
Right, yeah. They start off 3.5 up, but it's really not real. Because if they don't end 4.5 up, they have to play in. So if you're the Pelicans, beating Utah would have put you in play-in position with 7 games to go. And you're going to let Zion sit?
Wow. Maybe they don't want it.
9 minutes?
Zion is outstanding. His fitness, you know, him going away and not spending the time every day, that self-manager stuff, they really need to address that if this guy is going to be the best version of himself. Because they're doing it because they want to avoid injury. They're like, this guy's leg strength compared to his body weight is out of whack right now. And if we fatigue him and then stress him, things are going to break. That's what they're worried about, having Zion be out for next season, especially because now we're so late in the summer and there's going to be, you know, a turnaround and all that. All right, it is the G-Bag Nation here on 105 Through the Fan. Every day at 2 o'clock, we talk about the biggest things that have developed since last we broadcasted with you, and it was an exciting night of NBA basketball there on TNT, Jeff, tonight on ESPN.
So this is the biggest story to me because I wasn't there. I was busy. I played a little bit of video games last night, but I heard that you were involved in one where our guy Dr. Pepper Hicks full monster mode. I was seeing all the tweets about it, and I was like, I need to ask Gavin about this game that they apparently won.
Okay, so there's, you know, you start in squads of four, and when you get down to, like, the last 15, usually it's a couple squads of three and a lot of squads of two. Well, we get down, there's 13 players left, three squads of four, Hickson by himself with one plate. You know, you put these chest plates in, you take extra bullet damage. He quickly gets in a fight and, you know, murders a guy. Last plate gone. He's recovering, pops up, kills two more dudes. And all of a sudden, you see the counter start dipping down, and it's Hickson versus three teams of four. Every bullet, he had like three magazines left with his assault rifle. Every bullet was on point, dude. Guys were just dropping like flies. And me and Micah, another Tolo, and then I'm sorry, another gentleman,
I think it was Matty.
Matt. Yeah,
Matty Bayer or whatever. Yeah,
yeah. We're just sitting there spectating, watching him. And usually, you know, like 25 or 30% of your bullets in a video game hit if you're a good player. For me, it's like 18% of my bullets hit, dude. And he was just all the way on top of these dudes. Shut it down. Warzone victory flashes up on the screen. It was like the biggest Rambo moment I've ever seen on that game. So salute to Hickson, and thanks for the dub. I said, your backpack holds about 180 pounds tonight, bruh. Because I climbed right in there. I had zero kills that game. I think he had 11.
He and Micah reached their 100th Warzone victory game in that. Or I think he's at 101 or 102, which puts them at the top of the leaderboard. So, Tolos, if you need somebody to carry you to victory, Prospect, yeah. Hickson, Big Shat.
Yeah.
And Shooter, of course.
Yeah, yeah.
Shooter. Yeah.
Link up with those guys. Be nice to them on social media.
Yeah,
nice
but don't
play.
But don't link up with them if I'm getting on. Like, don't be the fourth member of the squad because I'm trying to get in. Thanks.
By the way, bro, last two nights I sent you an invite. Didn't get an invite back.
I've been in full squads, bro.
Yeah.
I've been in full squads.
It's understandable.
Yeah. Some of them I can't share who was in there because I don't want to put them on blast with what they do in their spare time. You know?
I get it. Okay.
Tonight, though.
All right.
Tonight,
well,
though.
I would like to salute the KMC Masterpiece for giving the award there to me for Masterpiece of the Week. Those are guys that, is an honor to be recognized by. They've always been my favorites, Jeff, ever since they were the best weekend show on The Fan there back in 2011 and 12.
Yeah, I remember when you took that stance. I believe at the time I had a weekend show, and we were working together on our show, and you made it a point every day to say KNC was your favorite weekend show, and I thought that was an interesting stance. But, I mean, what am I going to do?
Fan Jam was great, man. Second best. I mean, on a scale of 1 to 10, you guys were way up there.
Let me ask you this, though. Out of those two weekend shows, which one has kept its name despite the fact that none of the people are still on it? It's still called The Fan Jam no matter who does it. Like, I tune in and it's like, it's The Fan Jam with Sterling and Will Chambers. And I'm like, okay, S, W, okay, no. What about Chambers and Danny? No. Like, that name lives on despite me not being there. That's power.
Gavin, would you like to revisit the audio that won you Masterpiece of the Week?
Yes, I think we should. Thank you, Zero. Sometimes it's awesome. Sometimes exactly what the meat needs is to sit there a little bit extra long and not be messed with. Boom. There it is.
Okay.
It's right up Masterpiece's alley. You know, they play comments out of context. Yeah. I was talking about what happens if you leave barbecue on too long. And from what I've found making the orange magic wings is a lot of the so-called experts will tell you to pull those bad boys at like 170. They're done. It's dark meat. It's on the bone. It's done. 192, you know. You get it a little extra done. The skin gets a little extra crispy, and then it just it falls off the bone, and it maintains a lot of its tenderness there. So a lot of times that meat does just need to be sitting, not messed with.
I have updated my wing game as well. I used to really be trying to check that temperature, but then sometimes like some of those wings. I'll look in there and I'm like, I don't know. Like the thermometer is telling me you're technically done, but I don't know.
See?
So now I will. I'll let them go 185, 190. And I'm like, are the numbers really high? All right, they're good. And people love them.
That's when you know you got it whooped. Congrats, Jeff. It is amazing. And you can get my orange magic recipe at 105throughthefan.com. You just Google it. And Jeff has an alternate recipe that is outstanding. It's also getting rave reviews.
Yeah, I don't know what
Texas.
It is, though. I forget. but I stole it from our buddies.
Isn't it Hardcore Carnivore Red and the Clucker Dust?
Yes.
From Honeysuckles?
That's it. Hardcore Carnivore Red and the Suckle Buster.
It is a return to Mavericks basketball Friday here on The Fan, though. And tonight they're going to take on the Rockets at 8 o'clock. And this is absolutely the best time to be a fan of a team like this because it just will keep on getting better and better for the next couple seasons, three or four seasons, the climb to the top. Expectations are still low, and you get these pleasant surprises. When you get Hall of Fame basketball players on your team, which I believe the Mavs have two of now, assuming Porzingis stays healthy, you get to watch this team, you know, grow every year, get better every year, and I believe eventually win the championship. I think it's a super long shot they do it this year. You look at the Lakers and Clippers rosters from last night outside of the superstars, Jeff. That's how you can tell the Mavs aren't ready. Their guys like Kleba don't compare to guys like Montrezl Harrell or Kyle Kuzma.
How dare you disrespect the great Maxie like that?
I mean, I'm a big fan of Kleba. You know, he did a hell of a job against Zion shortly before the sports cancellation. So, you know, here's what happens when you're a rebuilding team. In those two or three years, you watch these guys every night, and you love how in losing efforts oftentimes they play with pride for the team, you know, and you're like, oh, I love Kleba. I love Dwight Powell. You know, these are my guys. But once you start ascending towards contender status, you start to get an idea when you're comparing roster to roster. And once you get real star players on your team, suddenly the opportunities to get those points and rebounds for the more role-type players kind of evaporate. So right now it's a game of Survivor Island for these Mavericks. Who gets to stay and play with Luka and Porzingis for the next 8 to 12 years and try to hang some banners?
So you think that the Mavericks are a couple of players away? And that their record in close games and in clutch minutes, like that's not a sign of them just screwing it up. It's a sign of, hey, that's when games get tough and defense ratchets up and you just don't match up with other teams.
Yeah, yeah. You get the best efforts. You get guys that are rested now because they call timeouts. And they're actually super paying attention in the final minute as compared to a lot of other points. And, you know, that's why experience is so valuable in the postseason. And, you know, you look at the Mavericks roster, and I think each and every one of these guys could be on a championship rotation, but all of them can't. You're going to need more guys like Danny Green and Patrick Beverley and guys that, you know, have the savvy and the know-how and the skill set you know, to take your team to the next level. Guys like Dorian Smith, Dorian Finney-Smith, DeLon Wright. You can have those guys. Heck, you know, you give me the 6'6", 6'7" guys who can shoot. DeLon Wright can play make with his dribbling. Absolutely love having those guys. But if you're a little bit too short, they're redundant in those kind of spots. Do you need Jalen Brunson? Do you need Seth Curry and J.J. Barea? No, you probably use one of those guys.
I'll take Seth. I'll keep Seth.
Yeah. Oh, dude.
I mean, the last, whatever, month of basketball, he's basically the best three-point shooter ever. So I'll keep Seth.
But anyway, I didn't mean to be a negative about this roster. I want to be positive. But, you know, be realistic at the same time about what their challenges are with their role players. Rangers and Giants tonight at 8 o'clock as well. It's going to be Mike Minor for the Rangers. Still undecided for the Giants. Maybe we'll know when Jared Sandler joins us coming up at 3:40 here on your home of the Rangers. Right now, though, it's time to guess what day it is in sports history.
I'd like to take you to 1928 if I could. One of my favorite moments that I've been at live, when Halina Konopacka of Poland threw the discus, a world record, 39.62 meters to win first gold medal in women's Olympic athletics at the Amsterdam Games. It was an incredible throw. It was tough, because American Lillian Copeland finished second. Would have liked to have seen her win that thing. But Helena just threw a heck of a discus, and that's tough. 1981, the MLB strike came to an end on July 31st after 42 days. Cancellation of 713 games. Let's see if we can get more than 713 canceled this year. As right now, Gavin, 20% of the league is not going to play today because of coronavirus.
Yeah, it's insane, man.
Six teams.
It is. It's amazing how the baseball union has kept a hold of that history and that culture. Like, the players feel obligated because those players sacrificed. They walked off the field for 6 weeks and said, "We don't need your money." You know, so now there's a responsibility to, you know, be just as strong to these owners, and that definitely played out during the outage.
1984, the U.S. men's gymnastic team, they made a giant statement to the world and said, "We're the best." Big upset win over world champion Chinese team. And the combined event took the gold medal in L.A. 1984.
The Chinese team's tough, man.
Yeah,
I used to be so into the Olympics, didn't you? Growing up.
84, yeah. I was huge into it. I just popped out there, and I was, yeah. I was
no, 84, 84 was a big one for me. I was 8 years old. Mary Lou Retton dominates with a perfect 10. You know, this, you had baseball in the newspapers, right, or on radio. And, you know, whatever sport was on TV in the summer, it was a must-watch.
1988, Jose Canseco smacked two home runs off Scott Bankhead in a 6-2 win over the Mariners, became the first MLB player to hit 30 home runs in his first 3 years. My favorite part about Canseco, he did it clean, did it the right way.
Yeah.
1990, Nolan Ryan with the Texas Rangers got his 300th career victory, became the 20th pitcher to reach that milestone, and no one else will probably ever reach it. We're done with all that.
There's been a lot of Nolan Ryan days in history. I saw yesterday was the one where he got hit in the face. Was that a Bo Jackson comebacker? And it was all bloody. That was the blood game. And he stayed in there and, like, struck out 15 of the next 16 guys or something.
That'd be a good fight, Nolan versus Bo, you know?
Yeah.
Old-fashioned want-to versus, you know, muscle and athleticism.
Yeah, I don't know if Nolan would have still had anything for Bo. That he might have needed a time machine by that point.
Yeah,
Bo was breaking bats over his leg.
2007, the Boston Celtics got Kevin Garnett, and that was a trade where it was a 7-for-1 deal, the NBA's biggest ever trade for one player, at least at that time. I don't know if that's been broken, but, yeah, they became the big three in Boston, 07 on this day. 2012, Germany won the London Olympic equestrian eventing final. The daughter of Princess Anne, Zara Phillips. She was part of a Great Britain silver medal winning team.
I don't know about that sport, man. It seems I just don't get it. You know, what are we watching? How good you can train the horse?
I don't know, dude. Sometimes you want to jump over stuff, and sometimes you want to just ride pretty. I don't know.
We're going for a gallop through the park here, guys. We got some things set up to jump over, maybe.
The
show
best
you how
gallop.
Quick and beautiful my horse can turn a 360.
Yeah.
Get out of here.
Jealous?
That's like an 1800s event, dude. We're beyond that. What's next, cheese curdling?
No, what's next is in 2017, England cricket spin bowler Moeen Ali took a hat trick in a 239-run third test win over South Africa. That
there
was
you
the
go.
100th test match played at the Oval in London. And in 2012, Michael Phelps became the greatest medal winner in Olympic history, part of the winning 4x200-meter freestyle team in London. His 19th career Olympic medal, 15th gold. There you go.
All right. Thank you, Jeff, for that look at what day it is in sports history. It is time now for the G-Bag of the Day. The best audio from the world of sports, pop culture, talk radio, and or the internet. Here with our champion is Zachary Rowe, a.k.a. Zero. How you doing, sir?
Doing great, guys. How y'all doing?
Right on. Doing good.
I'm happy
myself.
To have basketball back, man.
Oh,
I've been in a great mood. Been in a great mood.
Is basketball your favorite sport, Zero?
Absolutely it is. Yeah, I grew up in a state where that was all that we had. So,
really?
Yeah, football is definitely a very, very close second, but basketball's always
what
been
state?
The state of?
Utah.
Utah. The Utah Jazz. So you Utah. Did you grow up a Jazz fan then?
I did grow up a Jazz fan.
Who's your favorite member of the Utah Jazz of all time?
Of all time, it would be John Stockton.
Yeah. How old are you?
I'm a player.
I am 25 years old. So
you
I'm
don't know anything about John Stockton.
I know plenty about John Stockton, Jeff.
Hey. Your Jazz hero is... I don't even know. What did they do between Stockton and Malone and Donovan Mitchell?
Darren Williams and Collins
Andre
Boozer
Kirilenko.
Had a, yeah,
okay.
Kirilenko had a... They made a few good runs here and there, man.
All right.
So you fired up for the Jazz last night. They look pretty dang good, don't they? Do you feel like they're real contenders?
I don't because Bogdanovich is out. It's not looking very good.
So what do? You a two-team kind of guy? Like, that's what I had to do. I mean, I've lived here for so long now. I grew up a Blazers fan. I still kind of pull for them. But it's so much fun to get caught up in the Mavs excitement.
Oh, totally. Yeah, I don't know how I'm extremely excited for Luka. And the Mavs are going to have a fun little run here. I'm looking forward to it.
All right, so G-Bag of the Day champion, Zero. Who is it?
That is Boban's birthday cameo for Walchuk.
What's up, Zach? What's up, Zach? What's up, Zach, my friend? How are you? Or I can say Wooly Bully.
Wooly
Bully. I hope I said it right. Yeah, Zach, look at this. I know you work on radio, and amazing thing. For sure you will do that better than me. Like, I mean, like 100 times better. But we are here because me want to wish you happy birthday, my friend. All the best. Yeah, do the best. You have that radio, amazing voice, and sky is limit. And you guys have wonderful, wonderful, wonderful birthday, wonderful, wonderful, wonderful day. Enjoying every moment spending in this beautiful life. And la la from me, guys. Take care, Wooly Bully. And Zach, my friend. Hey, look, let's go sing for Zach. Zach. Sing one more song. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Zach. From Boban. Happy birthday to you guys. Bye-bye.
Boban the best, 3-time G-Bag of the Day champion for his birthday wish on Cameo to the Wooly Bully himself, Zach Wolchuk. 7 to 11 weeknights on The Fan with his buddy Eric Chiafalo and Zero, usually producing right there. La La from me. I looked that up. I don't know what that means. I thought maybe it was a French word or a Spanish word, some other language he'd picked up along the way. But
yeah, I think he made it up.
Google didn't have an answer for me. Who's challenging Zero?
We've got Jeff Kavanaugh from yesterday.
No, what did I do?
During the 5:40 segment.
Crap-ish.
It was around that time.
Hey,
yeah, he
hold
completely
on, Zach. Listen,
forgot.
Hold on, because I want you to know this. I don't have a folder at the station. July, I have been here 10 years, and I do not have a folder. I've never been written up for anything, and you choose to highlight things that could give me a folder?
Oh, this has to be highlighted, man.
Y'all are messed up.
So, Jeff Kavanaugh forgetting yesterday that he was, in fact, on the radio. He was clocked in, and it was during his own segment.
It is time now for Jeff Kavanaugh. Here he is, Jeffrey. Kavanaugh. Jeffrey. Hey, buddy. Oh, no. His computer is frozen? No, he's on. I saw his eyes move. Check it out, Zero. 105thefan.com/fancam or on Twitch, Dallas Fan Radio. There's Jeff. He has his headphones on. He must have cut his audio or something. Buddy. Hey, buddy.
Jeff.
We're on the air.
Jeff.
It is that time of the day where it's Jeffrey taking center stage. He gets on the microphone and he spins some tales about wonderful Jeffrey time type stories. Here he is, Kavanaugh.
Hey.
Hey, Jeff.
Oh, you guys are already back, huh?
Welcome back.
I guess I didn't hear because I had some other audio going on.
Yes, okay. First of all, correction, it's not Dallas Fan Radio, it's Dallas Fan Cam. But yeah, you were locked into a story. You were like, I was looking on Zoom and you were reading this thing or watching a video and nothing could get your attention.
I was watching DeChambeau with the rules official trying to get a free drop because there was a fire ant within 100 yards of him. And it was awesome. And I couldn't turn away. By the way, Koepka today trolling Bryson as he loves doing, Brooks Koepka. He was getting ready to take a shot from off there in the woods on the left side, and he looked at his caddy. He goes, "I think that's a fire ant." that's his bit now. I'm not voting for that.
Yeah, that puts a lot of fun. I think DeChambeau is bringing something great to the PGA. We need more stuff like this.
They scrubbed his video.
Really?
Like, CBS was the ones who posted it, and I think they made them take it down. And, like, the PGA Tour does not want to be fun. I don't get it. They're insane.
Wow. Wow. I'd go on strike. Who else is challenging Zero?
So last night it was day one of NBA on TNT, and Shaq and Chuck were taking shots at each other, and they hadn't missed a beat yet.
You know, I always say free throw percentage is overrated. You just need to hit them when you need to hit them, and he did.
I expect you to
hit
two.
I know you do. I know you do.
Overrated.
Because that's what I did all the time.
Yeah, and you had Kobe Bryant and Dwayne Wade,
yeah, but
too.
That's okay, and I got three finals MVP, three more than you. How about that?
You start, it's only day one, man. Come on, I'm not going to let it go away with that.
Kenny, you know what? In the Zoom calls, Ernie House is decorated. You had a couple championship balls. I had a couple championship balls. He had nothing in his house.
I had my Emmys in the background.
What Emmys? Ernie's Emmys?
No, I've won Emmys.
Yes. Shaq versus Charles, mid-season form. I love it, man. I take that's the best show on TV. Right, that right there. Inside the NBA, Shaq and Charles. Okay, is it right now, Jeff Kavanaugh from yesterday, the 540 segment, is it Shaq versus Charles, or is it Boban's cameo birthday wish for the Vully Bully? I'll vote for our champ to make it four. Zero, how about you?
I'm going to go with Jeff's unnamed segment.
Ooh, it's 1-1, Jeffrey.
Okay, I'm going to take this opportunity. I'm going to take this opportunity to teach Zero a lesson. I'm going to vote for myself because he thought I was going to vote for Boban. And the nosebleed seats and the Wooly Bully would roll on. This is what happens when you don't vote your conscience. I'm voting for myself and getting Boban out.
It comes full circle from yesterday.
What's up?
Jeff dunking on Zero to end the G-bag of the day. We're going to have to make Boban and the Wooly Bully an honorary five-time G-bag of the day champion. But you're new. Champion by a score of 2-1. It's Jeff Kavanaugh from yesterday during the 540 segment. He was zoned out like an older brother who the little brother's like, hey, hey, hey. The older brother's just sitting there watching cartoons. Can't even hear him.
That's
selective hearing. Mm-hmm. All right, good stuff, though. Jeff, Zero, tune in tomorrow or tune in Monday at 2:30 to see if Jeff can make it two in his pursuit of five in G-Bag Nation immortality. Okay, topic here, CBSSports.com. Jonathan Jones with insider notes, why character matters more than ever in the NFL. Brian brought us out today in the G-Bag Nation, taking a four-day weekend.
Still sending us segment ideas.
Yeah, salute to him. He's got another one coming up as well. Tom Brady's agent, Don Yee, has an alternate idea for how to keep players ready. I think this might be even coming up at 3 o'clock. Let me check the show sheet real quick. Yeah, has an alternate idea for keeping players ready, and it might also be an alternate way for kids who are high school age to start getting ready for the NFL that either don't want to go to college, feel exploited by college, or college might not be there, right? Who knows what's going to happen with the future of college football here in the immediate future, the next 2 years. So if you're some of these players, you're going to be looking for coaching and game opportunities against quality competition. And the NFL is going to be looking for qualified applicants to enter their draft in March until we get a vaccine and we're over the virus. So it might be the perfect combination. We'll get to that more coming up at 3 o'clock. But I think it's really exciting times if people have been interested in alternate, perhaps more efficient ways of getting players ready for the draft. But this one right here is about veterans, veteran free agency, you know, maybe young unsigned free agents who you're thinking about adding to your team. And Jonathan Jones with insider notes on CBSSports.com says he's talking to sources around the NFL who are being more careful than ever when it comes to who they bring on their team. One source saying he has to ask every player, will you promise not to jeopardize the season by doing something dumb during a global pandemic? And as we see today, it's not just the Marlins, but several baseball teams. It's kicking off, isn't it?
Yes. People like to have a good time. And there are certain places where if you have a good time, the likelihood is higher that you could be doing something stupid that could jeopardize your season.
Do you think players are going to toe the line here? Have they been scared inside?
I don't think so, no. I think I don't know how it plays out. I don't know what it would take to have a team get Florida Marlined, where it's like your team can't play this week, or I don't know how it plays out, but no, the NFL is not going to make it through a season without coronavirus spreading through locker rooms.
Yeah, I'm totally with you, man. Coach Mike Tomlin saying on the record, it's one fail, all fail. So should we be preparing ourselves for the idea that the Cowboys will have to not play games, have weeks off? All teams are going to go through the kind of the situation. The Cardinals and Brewers are experiencing it today. The Yankees, the Phillies, all sorts of teams have in Major League Baseball already at the 8-day mark. Today is day 8 of the season.
Yeah, probably. I don't want to, but realistically, I mean, looking at what's happening in baseball here in the first couple of weeks of the season, the idea that football with almost double the number of players as baseball has on a roster isn't going to have somebody make a mistake, or even, I'm trying to think, is it safe to say, like, not make a mistake and still contract the virus?
Yeah, I think some people have been very safe and still got it.
Yeah, so the idea that we're going to have, that we're going to go 53 for 53 times 32 for 17 weeks, I think that idea is a little bit silly.
So what do you think about the idea of like a March or April Super Bowl? Because I don't think sports is going to stop, right? They'll figure out a way around it, even if they have to hit the pause button for a while. I think that's my most likely expectation, that at some weeks individual teams will be sacked by it. Other weeks the entire league is going to be compromised and forced to push things off, or, you know, just totally cancel those games in that individual week. I think unless they come up with some sort of bubble plan, I don't think there's any way around that right now. I was very hopeful last week, but a week into the baseball season has exposed some things about the NFL's plan.
Yeah, that's what I'm worried about. One player out of 53 could have you, you know, 4 days later having 30 guys that test positive, and now your team can't play. It's hard because the NBA has shown us it's, air quotes, easy. Just create a bubble. No yeah. coronavirus allowed in here. We're all testing negative. No one's allowed to leave. And if they do, we very carefully monitor when they come back. Do you need to be quarantined? And we can control this. But, you know, how realistic is it to put, would require a lot of math, 53 times 32 plus how many guys would be necessary for each team? Another 20?
Yeah,
let's say 75 guys per team times 32. I just don't know. Plus all the things you would need to house and feed and take care of 75 people per team. I don't – like John Daniels saying that they didn't think it was feasible for baseball is one thing. Will they start to think it's feasible if 11 teams aren't playing at some point next week? Or I guess it would be 12.
Yeah.
Like when does it become a time where you go, guys, let's talk about what feasible means? Because
yeah.
it's either that or we're done.
Yeah. I think the sacrificing and the reimagining from the player's perspective on what they're going to have to do to keep their careers going is just beginning with these non-bubble sports. Let me ask you this, Jeff, to the premise of what the Insider Report is. Would you want a less talented guy if you're building a football team? He's still starter quality, but he's less talented. The talented guy, you know he loves to go out. You checked his social media. He's checking on dozens of ladies. You know,
he's going to be
socializing his ass off.
How bad do I need this player? Is he going to be a starter?
Yeah, he's a Pro Bowl level player, or you get replacement level starter who's got a wife but no kids, and they're boring. They like to play Trivial Pursuit on Saturday nights. That's a good game, by the way. I shouldn't have thrown that under the bus.
Trivial Pursuit is a good game. I always get the little the sports part of the pie, and then it takes me a long time to get the rest of the pieces of the pie.
Try to get on my dad's team.
I would go with the Pro Bowler and just go, and everybody would be like, wait, this is a bad idea, Jeff, because you know what's going to happen is this dude's going to get coronavirus and put in our locker room, and I'll be like, hey, listen, guys, here's the thing. It's going to happen to 20 other teams too, so whatever happens, it's cool. Don't worry about it.
I love it, dude.
Like, it's not like we're going to get kicked out of the league and we're going to be alone, you know?
Yeah, so, there's going to be lots of teams. You know, I think MLB has shown you can't just take the guy who tested positive out and have it covered for sure. You know, you really have to take the guy out and stop everything until you feel very confident that everybody's clear. Mm-hmm. Because the asymptomatic spread was a really killer factor for the Marlins, and they've hit 20 people now, and nobody ever was like, "Hey, I'm super sick." It was just like they started, testing positive. The next thing you know, they're out of there. They might be the best position, though, if they can get all this out of the way and somehow stay in playoff position. they'll be all the way through. They'll be antibodied up, Jeff.
Yes. Right? Is that right? Yes.
they think it could be for as little as a couple of months, but as many as 8 years. Those antibodies are gonna fight off corona for you.
Okay.
Okay, it is the G-Bag Nation here on the Fan. Bengals rookie Joe Burrow expects to play well and win a lot. Says, going into my rookie year, I do expect that. When asked about reflecting on recent success that included the Heisman Trophy, the national title, he says, if I look back now, I'm doing myself a disservice and the team a disservice. It seems like he's focused and confident, has great answers for things. It's just you can't overcome the Bengals, especially with how bad the roster is now. Andy Dalton's been a winning player for that organization in the past. He's only 32 years old. He didn't get remarkably worse and turn into a garbage quarterback. The team became garbage around him, and Andy Dalton's one of those players that can't keep his team at like 7-9 like Drew Brees did, or 8-8 like Tony Romo did, so he got fired.
It's weird because like they're kind of a laughing stock and kind of always have been, but forever there, they were a perennial 10-win team. They would just, yeah, every year, 10, 10, 10, 10, see in the postseason, then we'll go home.
Yeah.
But they were, at least to my brain, they were a good defensive team all the way through there. They were, yeah, a good defensive team with A.J. Green, and Dalton would play well enough, and they would win games. And now you look up and down it, I think they got a chance on offense, but they'll have to draft well to keep building that thing. But, I think they got a chance on offense if
this
Burrow
year
can step in and be good. Yeah, because last year their number one pick didn't play a snap because he got hurt, Jonah Williams. So he should be their left tackle. So in theory, you added a first-round left tackle with your number one overall pick quarterback.
Ooh, that's perfect.
So if you can protect him a little better, you got a good running back, you got good weapons. I think if he plays well, that team could win – 6 games.
It's a big challenge.
Great. Yeah.
Big challenge ahead of him.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.